Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memory of Ram Goldar, and today Mezeches Nazir, Daf Yud Off, the second parak Harini Nazir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Mazgo as a kosva amar Harini Nazmi Menu. They poured him a cup of wine and he said, I'm a Nazir from it. Har is a Nazir. He's a Nazir. The Mishnah continues with the story of a drunk woman for whom they poured a cup of wine and she said, I'm a Nazir from it. And the Chomi said she only intended to make it like a carbon to herself, meaning forbidden with a neder. The Gemara said this story contradicts the very ruling it's presented to support, because she was only forbidden to that cup of wine and did not become a Nazir. It answers that the Mishnah should be amended to teach a second law, that if a cup was offered to a drunk and they declared Nazirus from it, their intent is assumed to be merely a neder from that cup. The Gemara asks why he did not say so and explains that he thinks that if he'll make a neder from that cup, they'll apply him with others, so instead he declares Nazirus to stop them completely, although he only means a neder. Pointing to the next Mishnah teaches, if one said, Harini Nazir al Menashe Heshosi Yain Mutamul Amesim, I'm a Nazir on condition that I may drink wine or that I may become tummy from the dead, Harizin Nazir Asbuchuan. He's a Nazir and forbidden in all of them, and his condition is ineffective. If he said, Yodea Nishiesh Nazirus, Avaini Yadesha Nazir Asbiyain, I know that there is Nazirus, but I do not know that a Nazir is forbidden in wine. He's forbidden in wine as an ordinary Nazir. But Rabbi Shimon permits him in wine and does not consider him a Nazir because he holds on Daf Gimel Beis that all prohibitions must be accepted to accept Nazirus. The Gemara asks why Rabbi Shimon does not argue in the first case as well, where the vow stipulated to be permitted in wine. Rabbi Ben Levi says that he does, and Rabbi Shimon is addressing both cases. Ravina says Rabbi Shimon concedes that in the first case, that he is a Nazir because he is Masna Mashakatz B'Torah, stipulating against what's written in the Torah about a Nazir's prohibitions, and such a condition is void. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi considers this an exclusion, not a condition, so Rabbi Shimon would permit it. The Gemara supports Ravina from Abraisa. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, if one said, Hari Nazir V'alai L'Galeach Nazir, I am a Nazir, and it's also upon me to shave a Nazir, meaning to provide his karbanas, which enable him to shave at the end of his term. And his friend heard and said, and I, and upon me to shave a Nazir. If they're smart, they shave each other, meaning they provide each other's karbanas. And if not, they shave other Nazirim. The Gemara asks, if his friend heard and said, and I, what is the halacha? Does and I refer to both declarations of the first person or only one? If it refers only to one, which one? The Gemara suggests a resolution for remission, which implies that an I only refers to the first declaration of becoming a Nazir, which is why he added, and upon me to shave a Nazir. The Gemara rejects the proof and says that he may have simply explained his commitment, although it was unnecessary. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Mazgo sakos va'amar harini nazir mimenu. They poured him a cup of wine, and he said, I'm a Nazir from it. Har is a Nazir. He's a Nazir. The Mishnah continues with the story of a drunk woman, for whom they poured a cup of wine, and she said, I'm a Nazir from it. And the Chomi said she only intended to make it like a carbon to herself, meaning forbidden with a neder. The Gemara said this story contradicts the very ruling it's presented to support, because she was only forbidden to that cup of wine and did not become a Nazir. It answers that the Mishnah should be amended to teach a second law, that if a cup was offered to a drunk and they declared Nazirus from it, their intent is assumed to be merely a neder from that cup. The Gemara asks why he did not say so and explains that he thinks that if he'll make a neder from that cup, they'll apply him with others, so instead he declares Nazirus to stop them completely, although he only means a neder. Pointing to the next Mishnah teaches, if one said, Harini Nazir al Menashe Heshosi Yain Mutamul Amesim, I'm a Nazir on condition that I may drink wine or that I may become tummy from the dead, Harizin Nazir Asbuchuan. He's a Nazir and forbidden in all of them, and his condition is ineffective. If he said, Yodea Nishiesh Nazirus, Avaini Yadesha Nazir Asbiyain, I know that there is Nazirus, but I do not know that a Nazir is forbidden in wine. He's forbidden in wine as an ordinary Nazir. But Rabbi Shimon permits him in wine and does not consider him a Nazir because he holds on Daf Gimel Beis that all prohibitions must be accepted to accept Nazirus. The Gemara asks why Rabbi Shimon does not argue in the first case as well, where the vow stipulated to be permitted in wine. Rabbi Ben Levi says that he does, and Rabbi Shimon is addressing both cases. Ravina says Rabbi Shimon concedes that in the first case, that he is a Nazir because he is Masna Mashakatz B'Torah, stipulating against what's written in the Torah about a Nazir's prohibitions, and such a condition is void. Rabbi Ben Levi considers this an exclusion, not a condition, so Rabbi Shimon would permit it. The Gemara supports Ravina from Abraisa. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, if one said, Hari Nazir V'alai L'Galeach Nazir, I am a Nazir, and it's also upon me to shave a Nazir, meaning to provide his karbanas, which enable him to shave at the end of his term. And his friend heard and said, and I, and upon me to shave a Nazir. If they're smart, they shave each other, meaning they provide each other's karbanas. And if not, they shave other Nazirim. The Gemara asks, if his friend heard and said, and I, what is the halacha? Does and I refer to both declarations of the first person or only one? If it refers only to one, which one? The Gemara suggests a resolution for Ramish, which implies that an I only refers to the first declaration of becoming a Nazir, which is why he added, and upon me to shave a Nazir. The Gemara rejects the proof and says that he may have simply explained his commitment, although it was unnecessary. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Yud Aleph, and our standard Siman is stars because of the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The drunk who thought he was seeing 11 hairy stars over his head and told his friends who were pouring him another cup, I'm a Nazir from it, and then in slurred speech said, I'm a Nazir on condition, I drink wine. Got excited when he heard his friend say, I'm a Nazir, and it's also upon me to shave a Nazir, and responded, and I, and upon me to shave a Nazir. Once again, in slow motion. The drunk who thought he was seeing 11 hairy stars, 11 hairy stars, that must mean we're in Duff Yadav, stars. The drunk who thought he was seeing 11 hairy stars over his head and told his friends who were pouring him another cup, I'm a Nazir from it, which reminds us that if a cup was offered to a drunk and he declared Nazirs from it, his intent is assumed to be merely a netter from that cup. The Gemara asks why he did not say so and explains that he thinks that if he'll make a netter from that cup, they'll apply him with others. So instead, he declares Nazirs to stop them completely, although he only means a netter. So the drunk who thought he was seeing 11 hairy stars over his head and told his friends who were pouring him another cup, I am a Nazir from it, and then in slurred speech said, I'm a Nazir on condition, I drink wine, which reminds us. The next Mishnah teaches, if one said, Harini Nazir al Menashe has shosi yain, Matamul Amesim, I'm a Nazir on condition that I may drink wine, or that I may become tummy from the dead, he is a Nazir and forbidden in all of them, and his condition is ineffective. If he said, I know that there's Naziris, but I didn't know that a Nazir is forbidden in wine, he is forbidden in wine as an ordinary Nazir. But Rav Shimon permits him in wine and does not consider him a Nazir, because he holds in Daf Gimel Amud Beis that all prohibitions must be accepted to affect Naziris. So the drunk who thought he was seeing 11 hairy stars over his head and told his friends who were pouring him another cup, I'm a Nazir from it, and then in slurred speech said, I'm a Nazir on condition, I drink wine. Got excited when he heard his friend say, I'm a Nazir, and it's also upon me to shave a Nazir. And he responded, and I, and upon me to shave a Nazir. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if one said, Hareini Nazir, ba'alai ulegaleach Nazir, I'm a Nazir, and it's also upon me to shave a Nazir, meaning to provide his karbanos, which enable him to shave at the end of his term. And his friend heard and said, and I, and upon me to shave a Nazir, imayu pichi megalchin ze'ezeh. If they are smart, they shave each other, meaning they provide each other's kabanas, and if not, they shave other Nazirim. So once again, the drunk who thought he was seeing 11 hairy stars over his head and told his friends who were pouring him another cup, I am a Nazir from it, and then in slurred speech said, I'm a Nazir on condition, I drink wine. Got excited when he heard his friend say, I'm a Nazir, and it is also upon me to shave a Nazir. And he responded, and I, and upon me, to shave a Nazir. All right, so now it's time for four blot back chazar. Dav Zayin. So the simmer Dav Zayin is a clay Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The man shooting hairy bolts from his gun, that must be more Dav Zayin, clay Zayin, gun. The man shooting hairy bolts from his gun at a globe as he proclaimed, I'm a Nazir until the end of the world, which reminds us, if one said, Harni Nazir Akas Gadol, Harni Nazir Akas Katana, I'm a Nazir for a great Naziris, or I'm a Nazir for a minor Naziris, Afil Mikan Bad Silva Olam Nazir Shoshim Yom, or even if he said, from here until the end of the world, he's a Nazir for 30 days. So the man shooting hairy bolts from his gun at a globe as he proclaimed, I'm a Nazir until the end of the world, and almost hit his nemesis, who declared he's a Nazir like the hairs on his head, who would shave himself every 30 days while ducking behind the globe, which reminds the Gemara teaches the difference between one who says he's a Nazir mikan v'admakom ploni, and I'm a Nazir like the dust of the earth, like the hair on my head. Days of a journey, which can be counted, are understood to mean the length of a single Naziris. Dust and hair on the head, which cannot practically be counted, so the duration of Naziris cannot be determined, is understood to be innumerable standard Naziris terms. So the man shooting hairy bullets from his gun at a globe as he proclaimed, "I'm a nuzzer until the end of the world," and almost hit his nemesis, who declared he's a nuzzer like the hairs on his head, who would shave himself every 30 days while ducking behind the globe, was distracted by a man who declared loudly, "I'm a nuzzer for 30 days and 1 hour." Which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches, if one said, "Harni nuzzer shloshim yom v'sha'achas," "I'm a nuzzer for 30 days and 1 hour," "nuzzer shloshim ve'echod yom she'ein nazirus l'shalos," he's a nuzzer for 31 days, because nazirus is not measured in hours, only days. So it's ruled the same way as one who declared himself a nuzzer for 31 days. Rav said that this only holds true if he said, "I'm a nuzzer for 31 days. But if he said, "shloshim yom v'yom echod," 30 days, and 1 day, he's a nuzzer for 2 full terms. Dav Ches. So the simmer Dav Ches is a challah, and we often use a baker. So here goes. The baker who found a hair in his challah. Baker, challah. That must mean we're on Dav Ches, challah. The baker who found a hair in his challah on top of a box and proclaimed, "I'm a nuzzer for a box full," which reminds us, one who says, "I'm a nuzzer for a house full or for a box full," both can know. So we ask him about his intent. Im amar akas gadol nazar din nazir lemin yom. If he says, "I vowed one large nazirus," he's a nuzzer for 30 days, and his intent was to express the difficulty of the nazirus. Im amar stam nazar din. And if he said, "I vowed nazirus without specific intent, but meant for the words to be interpreted naturally," we see the box as if it's full of mustard seeds, and he is a nuzzer all his days. So the baker who found a hair in his challah on top of a box and proclaimed, "I'm nuzzer for a box full," learned that the box might have been filled with challah rolls or poppy seeds, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, instead of measuring a box full in terms of mustard seeds, let us be makel and view it as it's filled with gourds or melons, which is a finite amount, and being countable would affect a single nazirus from the number of days parallel to the box full of gourds. Chizki answered, our Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Shimon, who holds, "Adam machnis atzma ledavish esveiko chamur mevadai." A person will bring himself to a circumstance whose status of doubt is more stringent than its certainty. So the baker found a hair in his challah on top of a box and proclaimed, "I am nuzzer for a box full," learned that the box might have been filled with challah rolls or poppy seeds, and realized that due to a stringent ruling regarding a safek, he may have just committed himself to a lifelong nazirus. Which reminds us, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi, who said in our Mishnah about a nazirus, like the hair on my head, that he does not observe perpetually repeating terms. Rather, he observes a single nazirus term lasting his lifetime and may never cut his hair. Here, too, the mustard seed interpretation would engender a single lifelong nazirus. And since the nazirus has definitely taken effect, Rabbi Yehuda would agree to rule stringently. Dav Tes. So the simple Dav Tes is a teapot. So here goes. So once again, in slow motion, the old lady with the long gray hair is sipping tea. Tea, that must be on Dav Tes, teapot. The old lady with the long gray hair is sipping tea and bragging to her friends that she is a nazira from dried figs, which reminds us, if one said, "Harini nazir min agrogos min hadvela," "I'm a nazir from dried figs or from pressed figs," neither of which are forbidden by naziris, Beis Shammai say he becomes a nazir, Beis Hillel say he does not. The Gemara asks why Beis Shammai would consider this a valid declaration of naziris, and explains that Beis Shammai hold like Rabbi Meir, who says, "Ein adam motzi dvarav levatala," a person does not express his words for nothing. Therefore, since his declaration at face value would be meaningless, we reinterpret it as a declaration to be a nazir, followed by an attempt to retract by adding "from figs." So the old lady with the long gray hair sipping tea and bragging to her friends that she's a nazira from dried figs was outdone by her friend who said she had vowed to bring a mincha from barley, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a mission from Menachos, which states, if one says, "Hari alai mincha lahavi mina saorim," it's upon me to bring a mincha from barley, which must be brought from wheat, "yavi mina chitim," he must bring one from wheat. Rabbi Shimon exempts him from bringing anything, so he's nadiv kederach hamisnadvim, because he did not donate in the way of donors. He holds that since the neder is meaningless as is, because one cannot vow to bring a mincha, a barley, it's invalid and not reinterpreted. The Gemara asks who the Tanakama is who obligates the vower in a normal mincha. Chizki initially explains that it's Beis Shammai who said that a declaration of nazirus from figs, which is equally meaningless, nevertheless renders him a nazir. So the old lady with the long gray hair sipping tea and bragging to her friends that she's a nazira from dried figs was outdone by her friend who said she had vowed to bring a mincha from barley. And when she was informed of her mistake, said, if she had known, she would have vowed to bring a mincha from wheat. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Chizki and says that the Tanakama can agree with Beis Hillel. The cases where the vower said afterwards, "Ilu hayisi yodea she'ein nodrin kach, unatati kach el kach," if I would have known that one cannot vow like that, meaning bringing a mincha from barley, I would not have vowed like that way, rather like this, meaning from wheat, which is the correct neder. This plausible explanation is accepted, and his neder is thus valid. Daf Yud. So the Simur Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden. Minion of Yidden. That must be on Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden who did not know what to do with the very hairy and lazy cow, which kept saying, I'm a nuzzer if I stand up. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if one said, Amr par zoharini nazira imo medesani, this cow says, I'm a nuzzer if I stand up, or this door says, I'm a nuzzer if I'm open, Beishami say he is a nuzzer, and Beisil say he is not. Rami Bar Chaim explains that the Mishnah is discussing a cow lying before him, and the person said to himself, this cow thinks it cannot get up, I'm a nuzzer from its meat if it gets up on its own, meaning in this imaginary statement that the cow wishes it could get up and that someone should become a nuzzer from its meat if it succeeds and it stood up on its own. So the minion of Yidden who did not know what to do with a very hairy and lazy cow which kept saying, I'm a nuzzer if I stand up, watches a man holding figs and meat walk right past a door that wouldn't open, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why the Mishnah need to teach multiple cases of the figs, meat, and door. So the minion of Yin who did not know what to do with the very hairy and lazy cow which kept saying, I'm a nuzzer if I stand up, watches a man holding figs and meat walk right past a door that wouldn't open, and said about the cow, I'm a nuzzer if it does not stand up, and to his surprise, the cow suddenly stood up on its own, which reminds us. Rav objects to Rami Bar Chaim's interpretation based on the language of the Mishnah, and finally explains it's a case where he said, I'm a nuzzer from its meat if it does not stand up, and it stood up on its own. Beis Shammai hold the man's intent is to stand it up with his hands, and he did not, so he's a nuzzer, since Beis Shammai additionally hold that a declaration of nazirus from meat is effective. Beis Hillel disagree and say that his intent was that it merely should stand up, which it did. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do we machlokas if the length of a stum naziras is 29 or 30 days? That's on daf. Hey, good. Number 2, which daf do we machlokas Beis Shammai so whether one who says that they are a nazir from dried figs becomes a nazir or not? That's on daf. Test. Good. Number 3, which daf do we learn if a cup was offered to a drunk and he declared naziras from it, his intent is assumed to be merely a neder from that cup? That's on daf. Yidav. Good. Number 4, which stuff would we say the Rebbe would hold like Rebbe in that the mustard seed interpretation would engender a single lifelong naziras? That's on daf. Ches. Good. Number 5, which stuff would be the case where a cow will not get up and it's as if it's saying, I'm a nuzzer if I stand up? That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number 6, which of the one if one said, I'm a nuzzer, and it's also upon me to shave a nuzzer, and his friend heard and said, and I am upon me to shave a nuzzer, if they're smart, they shave each other. That's on daf. Yidav. Good. Number 7, which of you say, if one would say, I'm a nuzzer for 30 days and 1 hour, he's a nuzzer for 31 days. That's on daf. Zion. Good. Number 8, which of you discuss why the Mishnah need to have multiple cases of figs meat and the door at Beis Shammai's position is the same. That's on daf. Yud. Good. Number 9. Which of the one if one said, I'm a nuzzer on condition that I may drink wine, or that I may become tummy from the dead, he is a nuzzer and forbidden in all them, and his condition is ineffective. That's on daf. Yidav. Good. And number 10. Which of the one that we believe someone who said, if I would have known that one could not vow a mincha from barley, I would have vowed the correct way from wheat. That's on daf. Test. Excellent. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldthum. Wishing you a great day and great learning.